Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The spotted wing Drosophila. I had to check with UK Extension entomologist Rick Besson just to learn how to pronounce it. And he says it's a fruit fly, just another invasive pest that has made it to Kentucky.
We've just discovered it. It doesn't mean that it's going to cause a lot of problems today or maybe even next year, but it's going to build up a number, and eventually it's going to cause some problems.
Unlike other fruit flies already here, the Drosophila can lay eggs into the more thin-skinned fruits.
This particular pest is a very serious pest of the small fruits in Kentucky. And what we mean by that are raspberries and blackberries, strawberries, grapes. It will get cherries as well, and possibly even peaches to a certain extent.
In fact, the specimen they recently trapped was located in a peach orchard. He says building population levels to the scale that will require grower attention may take a little time, but they will have to be dealt with eventually.
This is one of those things that it's just going to raise the level of management for people. This is a pest that moves in just in the final week or so before harvest begins and starts to lay its eggs. And so growers are going to have to step up their game a little bit in terms of managing this insect just before harvest.
We'll have a few thoughts on dealing with the pest in a minute. We'll be right back.
Need a better job? Need technical training? Want to go to college but didn't finish high school? You can take free classes to get your GED diploma. Contact your local adult education center or go to knowhowtogokentucky.org. That's knowhowtogokentucky.org. Don't delay. Start today. This message brought to you by Kentucky Adult Education, Council on Post-Secondary Education. knowhowtogokentucky.org.
Back with UK entomologist Rick Besson on the spotted wing Drosophila. He says for backyard gardeners or commercial grower, there are some suggested management techniques for dealing with the new pest.
We recommend that growers clean harvest. What that means is you pick everything that's ripe in the field, even if you're not going to sell it, and you dispose of it. You don't give that pest an opportunity to build up on some of the trash that's left in the field.
For home gardeners, he recommends picking these fruits as soon as they're ripe and also using very fine mesh over the plants to keep the pest out. For commercial operations, there are safe products to use, but because the pest arrives so close to harvest, he urges extra caution.
They're going to need to very carefully follow the label guidelines in terms of the pre-harvest intervals. And so different products are going to have different pre-harvest intervals, and they need to follow those guidelines very diligently.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.